The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wild Ol', and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago. Look under Wild Ol' and Sylvie, Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? 2 weeks in a row. That's what's up for Crosstalk Unhinged.
Fuck yes.
A new streak.
Fucking a right. Two in a row.
Sons
of bitches. Yurko.
When you say that, I think we all look at you because we all fit the bill when you say you're fucking
moron.
That's
a general fucking statement.
And we all look at you like, yeah.
It's a general statement for anybody who thinks it applies to them. Right. If you don't think you're a fucking moron, then it doesn't apply to you. But if you think you might be a fucking moron, then
I know I'm a fucking
introspect,
moron.
You know,
so
fucking bring it inside and fucking ask yourself, why are you a fucking moron, or why do you feel like you're a fucking moron?
Get introspective.
How much time do you have?
Then change it. Then change it and fix it, and you won't feel like a fucking moron no more.
Really coming out with the F-bombs today.
There you go.
Yurko's getting it all out because he's gone next week. He's going to be in Vegas.
Oh, yeah, and he's got his Southside sweatshirt on.
I'll tell you this.
Representing.
I won't miss you guys next week.
Did they figure out what happened at the ballpark?
We know what happened.
She got shot in a fat row.
We need to set up the Twitter.
She shot herself in the fat.
We need the social media post. You know how, like, it used to be, hey, did the Bulls win today? And the answer would always be no. Like, this one needs to be, have they publicized?
They figured out what happened?
Who had the gun? No.
Isn't that something?
They figured out yet?
You didn't find out what the manifesto was of the Las Vegas shooter, right? How are you going to find out what the manifesto is?
That's a little deep, Yurko.
This big girl in the outfield. How are you going to find out what's going on?
If they wanted to bury the manifesto...
Of the chick that shot herself in the back.
But I don't think there's a manifesto.
It was an accident.
Well, you don't know. She had a manifesto at the house. What were her intentions? Why are you bringing a gun into a stadium? It doesn't make any sense.
That's a good question,
okay? So what's her purpose? What was her motivation that day?
Taste the biscuit.
What was her theoretical manifesto?
Don't get the honey.
Was Vanilla Ice in danger?
Maybe.
Exactly. Could he have been in danger?
Maybe she doesn't like Vanilla Ice.
Maybe she was a former lover. We don't know.
Taste the biscuit.
We don't know.
Biscuit.
So that's my point.
I don't know.
But,
like,
I mean, listen.
Sorry,
they know.
I'm going to ask. They know ask every
who the Las Vegas shooter was.
Out.
They know he was.
I don't know
they
why
know
you
what his manifesto
go to the
was.
Las Vegas
yeah, I don't
shooter,
know why.
Like,
that, yeah.
Well, what is it? Where is it? What's going on?
I don't know.
Why
and that guy went from being sheriff of Las Vegas to the sheriff of Maui over there, where the thing burned.
Taste the honey.
Intriguing
sauce.
Circumstances, isn't it?
Taste the goodness.
What are you shaking
biscuit.
Your head over? You don't
taste
know.
The biscuit.
I'm just asking you a simple question. All you guys shook your head. I don't know.
I didn't hear what you said.
Yeah, of course not.
I didn't
choose
hear
the
what
tune
you
out.
Said.
I know what it is. Plausible deniability.
What did you say? I didn't say it. All I heard was the word Maui.
I got it too. My neighbor said it. Plausible deniability.
Something about the Maui fires were fake. And,
yeah, I didn't say they were fake. That's bullshit. That's bullshit. That is 100% bullshit.
It was started
bullshit.
By a laser, by
no,
Dr. Evil's
no,
laser.
That's bullshit again. That's you fucking manufacturing bullshit. It's not what I said at all. It's not.
That's why I asked. What'd you say?
Close.
Then you didn't want to
the
repeat it.
The police chief that was the mayor in Vegas at the time of that shooting was the police chief in Lahaina. Okay? Did you know that?
I did not.
No, because you choose not to pay attention.
Well, I didn't know what I don't know
I
much about
I choose to pay
story.
Attention. I asked was an interesting circumstance. He wanted to take it to a ludicrous level because he's a buffoon.
Luda!
Or, as I said earlier, a fucking moron. And then, boom, does it apply or doesn't it apply?
I heard Dr. Evil had
does
a laser
does it apply
beam.
Or doesn't it apply? See? There you go. He's being a jerk.
You're talking about Carmen.
Now he's being a jerk, yeah. I'm talking about the police chief. He's talking about fucking
unhinged
laser beams.
Just got real.
Huh? This guy's talking about fucking laser beams. I'm talking about police chiefs.
Police chiefs.
The guy that was police chief in Las Vegas
yeah.
at the time of that Las Vegas shooting is the police chief in fucking Maui.
That is crazy.
That's a little bit weird.
That's crazy.
That's all I said.
That's crazy.
I said it's a crazy little circumstance.
It is a weird circumstance.
Do we call that? What do we call that?
This guy starts talking about fucking aliens and laser beams over here.
It's not irony, right? What is the word? I don't
know. That would be a weird coincidence.
I think a coincidence.
Yeah, that'd be a weird one.
Not irony.
I think a weird series of events. Yeah. You know, how
you know what I thought was weird is when Waddle went on the air yesterday saying that Cap used to blow him.
Yeah, that is weird.
I'm not surprised.
That is not surprised. Which one? Like that to me,
that's a little weird.
Well, I don't know why you guys have questions.
Have you heard that drop?
Yeah, I think it speaks for itself.
To get to the top, sacrifices have to be.
Who blew whom?
That's exactly it.
It was over Shanny, too.
Time, you did that correctly.
I did it right.
We learned a lesson from an English teacher.
I'd like to ask for a release from the courts. No, you just want to let it live, or like, do you want an explanation?
I wouldn't mind an explanation.
Have you heard it? I haven't heard it. Can you find it? I don't know.
We were having, okay, this is what happened.
Oh, and who blew who?
We were having one of our famous drafts. It was a coach's draft.
Yeah.
And I said from the very beginning, I said Shanny out. I mean, like, it's the only guy
I want. That's the only guy you want.
Shanny out. So, like, you don't want anybody else.
I don't want anybody else.
By the way, Belichick went third.
Yeah. Well, that was
Jake. Jake took Shanny with his first overall pick.
I'm surprised he didn't take Tom Landry.
Boy.
They have to be alive.
So before we started and Shanny was a conversation, I said, Sylvie, because I used to always fight with Cap about Shanny because I always thought he was great, and Cap would always, oh, yeah, he blew a fucking 28-point lead in the Super Bowl.
Remember when Cap used to say Pace and Nagy were better than Shanahan and Lynch? Remember that?
Exactly, yes. So anyway, Sylvie and I were having a conversation, and everyone knows I have intense love for Kyle Shanahan.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
So I was saying.
That's why you had blow me on the mind.
So I remember, I said, you remember that time? Remember when Cap would always blow me, and I was about to say the word shit. Remember when Cap? This is the way it was supposed to go. Remember when Cap always used to blow me shit about Shanahan, and then I realized I can't say the word shit.
No.
So I stopped.
Yeah. Remember when Cap used
to
blow me?
So Tyler says to me, Tyler goes, bro, you should have just said the word shit and we could have dumped it.
You probably should have. Yeah.
And I said, well, it wouldn't have mattered because we would have just cut it off.
We would have cut it off anyway. Yeah. So, listen, used to blow,
you
know, Cap.
Look, you do this Cap long enough.
No, but if it would have been dumped, I think the whole thing would have been dumped and you never would have heard.
You never would have heard
me.
Yeah, no, that would have been tragic.
Look, I'm just trying to get to 62 without getting fired.
And
I got a long ways to go.
You're talking about Cap blowing you on the air. You better, you know, you might get fired before 62.
Blowing me shit, Carl.
Well, I know.
I guess Cap didn't know, and they finally played it for him today.
I didn't know.
And about
I was listening to them, and he was like, well, that's got it. We got to make that go away. I'm like, that is never going away. Do you know we've got some fucking great interviews that have been mysteriously fucking kicked out of the system? This one will live until after I'm gone.
Between that and, you know, a hot dog smothered in underwear.
It was very similar.
I don't know what's better.
This one's worse. Yeah, this one's worse. This one's worse. I agree. That one's worse.
Yeah, but
what are you going to do?
Hot dog smothered underwear is
so
just great.
It was so
good. That's just onions, you tell that joke enough, and
one day it's going to come back and bite you.
See, but under the Disney umbrella, that was as dirty as it used to be able to get.
Yeah, that umbrella. They played ours. My drop from yesterday, played it 10 times.
Right, like we would not be able to play that in
the
years
good
past.
Karma umbrella, fortunately for us, is more like a what's that wooden thing that's kind of built outside that
a pergola.
It's more like a pergola.
It's got no cover.
Sunshine can come through.
Right.
Rain can come through.
You get a little bit of shade.
That's a good example. Yeah. There's no umbrella.
Fortunately for us.
Taste the biscuit.
It gets us a little bit of a wider berth.
Some of the dirty stuff can actually get through.
You know, what's the worst thing you've ever like? If you do this long enough, you're going to step on your dick.
Yeah. I once not meaning to. Yeah, I've never stepped on my own dick, but not literally anyway.
Not long enough.
Not long enough. Too small.
Yeah. Even if I was doing like the groin stretch.
Okay, right. It's a
where
euphemism.
My heels were
it's
right
something.
There,
I get it.
I couldn't even stretch it out to get there.
Would you want to step on your own dick?
No.
That's my point.
Would you
want to
suck your own dick? That's the question.
Waddle gets really angry at this question.
He doesn't
like it.
Why would you want to
step on it?
Wait a minute.
If I could, you're giving yourself a handy.
By the way,
but true. Now all of a sudden you're like, no, I won't do that.
Well, there are.
If I could, I'm in that camp.
If I could, I'd never leave the house.
Yeah. Well,
see, you're.
That's it. If I could, I'd never leave the house.
We say that, but I'm not so sure.
I'm not in. Sorry. That may make me an alien.
I'm calling bullshit, Waddle.
No, you can call bullshit all you want. I'm not in.
If you had a jackhammer down there,
I'm kind of like
a 12-inch just monster. You can't tell me you're not folding over and going dry.
I don't know, man.
I'm not.
I think you got to draw the line somewhere.
Was that Saving Sarah Silverman where they caught the one guy, not Jack Black, but the other one? They caught him bending over.
Saving Silverman?
Yeah, that movie with Jason Biggs.
Yes.
One of the guys, Jack Black and the other guy, they caught him in front of the TV trying to do it.
They're
like, what the hell are you doing?
Listen, fine. I'm the weird guy in the room, but it's not on my list.
I didn't say it was on my list.
Yeah, I don't.
But if you had a jackhammer, you might think about it.
No, I know.
I doubt it.
Some guys like to play golf. Other guys like to play tennis.
Got a jackhammer. It ain't even an option. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody's like, yeah, you're saying that because you can't
do it. When you were 13 and you started, learning, and if you were able to do that,
you would have tried.
Oh, fuck yeah, and it would become just common vernacular.
Boy, is that
when you were bopping the bishop? Is that what you're doing?
Think about some of the shit that you used to do.
Tell us. What did you used to do?
Yeah, what did you used to do? What'd you do?
Everybody knows out there.
What did you do? Specifically. Yeah,
I mean, really, I got to be honest.
Motivations?
What was the name of your dog growing up as a kid?
It pretty simple. Like, what are you, fingering your asshole while you're jerking yourself off? Like, what are you doing?
I mean,
management across the table. Yeah.
So now, unhinged has gone too far.
Well, yeah, what are you?
No, I'm just saying that would have become commonplace.
I don't know.
If you were able to do that to pleasure yourself,
I don't know.
I don't know.
And you think I...
Now we've gone over the line.
I don't think we've gone over the line. No, we're not. No, we haven't gone over the line at all. This is part and parcel. Settle in underneath the pergola, will you? We've missed about 4 weeks.
Yes, yeah, so we're making up for it.
Making up for lost time, all right?
That's what we're doing.
I know the great Ron Jeremy, the hedgehog, in his Thrilling Days of Yesteryear, did it in an adult film. And Seiko was in the film,
He was
too.
Able to do it?
Ron Jeremy could
really?
Do it. Yeah, in his younger days. Younger days before he was
Ron Jeremy in jail
What
now?
Do you mean, is it true? I watched the adult film where he did it.
No kidding.
Yes.
How did you feel about it?
He was mid-70s. I watched it. I watched it, and I go, no, he's not. No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
I go like this. He can't get there.
He can't.
I go, he got there.
Let's poll it. Poll it on Twitter.
I dare you.
Who's going to
do it? I'm not doing it.
You better. Brandon, poll it on the ESPN 1000 account.
Yeah, he'll do it.
If you could, would you suck
Brandon
your own
will do
dick?
Anything.
He'll do it.
Dummy account.
If you could, would you suck
No, let's make Eric do it because he lost
We've
the podcast.
We've got 15,000 votes already. It's only been 12 minutes.
I hope Cap hasn't signed out on his Twitter account today.
Put it on his Twitter. How great would that be? It'd be so awesome. If you could, would you suck your own dick? Yeah. #don't judge. Put it on
#take that.
#don't judge. Put it up on Cap's Twitter. That'd be so fucking great.
Take that.
I think this is finally it.
This might be the last one.
I think this is finally it.
You were trying to get rid of it, right? Isn't that what you were saying previously? Let's get rid of this thing. Let's go out in a fucking blaze of glory.
This is a day you guys could be working from Hal's Hall. Instead, you came down here.
They came downtown.
You guys have a 3-minute drive to Hal's Hall. Yeah. No wonder you guys want to work there five days.
Every fucking day.
Yeah, I know.
Because we're all things Bears football. Oh, that's why, Johnny.
I'm all things. My schedule's better when I get to. Yeah. I'm home by 6:15 when we
you
work at Hallis.
You guys are such teammates.
I'm thinking football, Waddle.
You guys are great teammates.
You think of commute? I'm thinking tremendous access. I'm thinking presence. I'm thinking access.
Yeah, right. We get to talk with Courtney. Cronin face to face.
Better name, yeah.
We get to talk to Jeff Joniak face to face.
That's always
good. Get to see the writers and press conferences.
All the bigwigs are up there. Yeah. Carmen and I joked yesterday about our budget that we have on our show for paid guests and contributors. It's at 0.00. Who do we have there?
I don't think we pay anybody.
You guys will pay
Big Cat does it for free.
I think Wilbon does it for free. Part of his ESPN deal.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's got to come on Chicago.
Does Big Cat do it for free?
Big Cat don't do it.
No, Big Cat doesn't.
Yeah, I was going to say, Big Cat's too big time.
Well, the point is, our budget. Now, listen, when I worked the afternoon show, we got anything and everything we wanted. You know what I'm saying? That's part and parcel with the afternoon show.
Sure.
You're going to get, afternoon drive time gets what they get. Morning drive time is going to get what they get. If there's an allocation of resources, that's where the allocation of resources is going to be. It's going to be for morning drive. It's going to be for afternoon drive. It doesn't mean that Carmen and I can't joke about our $0.00 spent.
Of course you can.
I guess that we can have.
Can't we just get back to sucking our own dicks?
Yeah. If we could.
No.
Sweet Jesus.
Carmen, I don't know what you're doing in your chair over there, but
I was shocked that was even a story about Aaron Rodgers getting paid. Like, duh.
Well, you had to know he's getting paid.
Well, like, duh.
I guess I never thought about it, really, but I mean,
McAfee explained, he says, listen, he has helped us become a $500 million company. Yeah. Why wouldn't I share the wealth?
Well, right. Wait a minute. How many years did Tom Brady do interviews, whether it be with Jim Gray or the local? Yeah. You think he's doing the interviews in New England,
for
the
free?
Goodness. You think Jay Cutler was going to Chicago area bars for free?
No.
You think Eli Manning was doing his radio show for free?
I know what Eli Manning made.
You know what I mean?
Does anybody do their TV shows for free? No. When I was in the league, I got paid to do TV.
I know what Eli made per
what did he make? $100,000?
More.
What do you mean per?
Hit. Episode. 17 episodes. I heard it was
$200,000.
I heard it was $150 per episode.
So Eli
Manning got paid $150,000 to call in. So, like, this is a story now from our industry. It was in an industry.
That's $2.6 million.
So this was an article written by someone in our, like, an industry website that was publicized. Oh, my goodness. That Aaron Rodgers is getting paid by Pat McAfee. Sound the alarms.
It's weird.
Like, I made $80,000 in radio and television in Cleveland. I thought I was Nelson Rockefeller.
He's one of the most interesting, whether you like him or hate him, he's one of the most interesting people in sports, and he's an active quarterback.
And he helped bolster the McAfee show. McAfee's like, fuck yeah, I'm going to pay him.
So this got blown up because somebody wrote about that? Like, they were shocked? Is that what happened?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
He's got to pay for gas. And then McAfee basically
some websites are like, wow, he gets paid? You're paying him for that?
Why wouldn't I?
That's weird.
That's how it works.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
It seems silly to think
do they think Patrick Mahomes is doing State Farm commercials for free? Yeah, like, I guess that's different. That's a commercial.
I think we can go with Jason. Do you think Jason Kelce does all 50 commercials he's on now for free? No. He's getting paid for all 50.
Paid for all your time.
I don't know why anybody would be surprised by that. I'm with you.
You know, the Cutler show started this way. It was funny, too, because he first started calling the show out of the goodness of his heart. He would all of a sudden, on random shows, just shock us. And Jim Christman, who was one of the Bears PR guys,
it was a shocker.
Would just call into the radio station and say, hey, guys, to our producer, to Randy Merkin, I got Jay here. And Merkin would be like, Jay who? And he'd go, Cutler. I got Cutler here. He wants to come on with Waddle and Sylvie. And we'd be like, okay.
Are we being
being scammed here?
Like punked?
Yeah. So and then it would happen more frequently. He would enjoy it, and then all of a sudden we'd get the call again. Spur of the moment. Cuddy wants to come on. And then he liked coming on, and then we went, the two said, Waddle's got, what do you got on your lip?
Tape.
I just tape.
I didn't know if that was like your weird mustache or not. So and then the two sides came together. We're like, let's do a Cutler show.
And that he gets paid.
And then he gets paid.
Like,
and
paid we went a lot of money.
Yeah.
It was valuable.
Marshall got paid. Yeah.
Listen, they're not giving Eli Manning $150,000 a show unless they're selling it to someone and making money themselves.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
They're not giving it to Eli
as a present.
As a present.
Right.
And that's the essence of what McAfee said is like, look, that company that McAfee runs now is worth $500 million.
Good for him.
And Aaron Rodgers has been a large part of the increased value of the
asset.
Do
you remember when he did that interview about wanting to play or whatever it was, or going to the Jets, how many people tuned in because he had him exclusively?
Really?
God bless him.
Oh, it was like in the hundreds of thousands.
Was it?
Like, what was it, Waddle? 400,000 or something like that?
That's a lot.
Online.
Like watching it, you mean live?
Live.
Wow, that is a lot. That's a big number.
And by the way, McAfee's maybe the most generous guy in our industry, like pays for shit in different communities. You know, I mean, it's just
takes care of his producers,
takes care of everything.
Carved out a nice little niche for himself.
Yeah.
The tank tops and everything else. Good for him.
Doesn't spend a lot on wardrobe. Doesn't have to.
Doesn't have to, yeah.
A lot of cloth there.
Cut the sleeves off, baby. Hey, if you got the, you know, you got the guns, might as well show them off.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
That's right.
I did that at Wrigley.
The car you drive.
Well, and then, so, I don't want to be sitting next to you while you're
not driving. The size of the car you drive. It's the size of the arm hanging out the window.
Speaking of that, do you think...
remember that.
Do you think...
really? Would
you,
I've never heard that. This is the first time I've ever heard
that. That's Quad's gym. That's what they used to be their mantra on the bottom.
It's not
the size of the car you drive, but the size of the arm hanging out the window.
Would you suck your own arm?
Mm.
What?
I probably have. Yeah.
Speaking of size.
I've worked on my tricep once or twice. Three heads.
Do you think Travis Kelce bought the new house because, like, she went over there the first time and she was like, ew, this is your house? No. Like, your $2 million house? Like,
no way.
This is where you live?
I think he's making so much money now that he's tired of the ordinary people.
Yeah. You think so?
He's probably bought that house with the money he's made in the last 12 months from all the ads he's doing.
And he's starting to dress like a jackass.
This doesn't feel like a publicity stunt. Like, are you out? I don't think you're buying $6 million homes like on a PR stunt.
Listen, here's the deal.
Like,
he's a handsome lad. He's fabulous at what he does, right? So, like,
probably got a big old hog. You know,
maybe
it, Tommy.
Maybe got a rope. I don't
big
know if he does
thick
or doesn't.
Hammer.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just
Jason.
Saying, like, I'm if sure you're Taylor Swift, you could do worse.
Oh God, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah.
I mean, who are some of the guys she's dated previously?
John Mayer. I mean, right? She was with John Mayer. Wow. I think her list is pretty impressive.
I'll take Travis Kelce over John Mayer. Personally,
well, that's because we're sports guys. But
I think he's more
like,
handsome in a handsome contest. There's no question,
really?
Travis Kelce. Yeah,
I don't know.
Travis Kelce, good looking man.
Yeah,
you think so, huh?
Yeah, he's more so than handsome. John Mayer. I'm not telling you John Mayer's a dog.
I mean, John Mayer's got his own like.
His
let
look,
me tell you,
he's got his own look.
There's gazillions of women out there that would look at the two of them and they would have an opinion on whether one's hotter or the other one's hotter.
That's true.
Different strokes for different folks. Both of them are, you know, what's the word? Wanted by women.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, both of them are.
Yeah.
Different women would look at Kelce and say, oh, he's more handsome. The other ones look at Mary.
I find Travis Kelce more handsome.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, I think you're right.
Personality as well.
Good personality.
Also,
funny
you know,
guy.
Amps up the attractiveness of the human being.
I'm not saying they'll stay together forever, but this I don't think this isn't just some sort of PR stunt.
There's actually women out there that think I'm handsome.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. Wouldn't
well, you
think
handsome.
We're handsome?
You are handsome.
Like, yeah. I mean, if
not
like
only
a,
are you
a
handsome, Johnny, but like your personality is like attractive.
If women could be attracted to us, they're definitely attracted to Travis Kelce. Mm-hmm. And,
do you guys remember Taylor Bell used to cover high school sports here? Taylor Bell, when I went up
he
to
was
my
attracted to
All Area Award, goes, boy, you got a face only a mother could love. That's
oh,
the introduction
wow.
to me.
He was not attracted to you.
And I was like,
what's the?
What kind of fucking shot is that?
Did you pop him?
And no, you, I didn't pop him. He was Taylor Bell.
Already, you already lacked confidence with the ladies.
Well, yeah. But
and there's Taylor Bell.
I never lack confidence on the football field. That's
right.
Why I
that's what I'm saying.
Well, the ladies were on the football.
The weight room, the weight room in the football field is where they were my home.
But he was taking a shot at your
oh no!
Your
it
face
shot of my looks. And plus, I had a crew cut. Imagine me with a crew cut. Oh, it's not a good look.
Well, it's not
but
like
we
you
did
have long hair
team.
Now.
We did it as a team, so I did it. Fuck it. I said fuck it, man.
Teammate, good teammate, right
fucking
there.
Team, man. Team. So you know good. The whole team's
have
known.
Have you had
know?
Words with him since?
I saw Taylor when he put my brother as part of the Magnificent Seven.
Yeah,
that was coming out the year with Kevin Quast, John Descartes, George Poorman.
His recall.
How does, I was going to say, his how recall. Do you do that? Like, you spent 10 years fucking cracking
and
heads
I think
in
group.
Practice
Frank
every
Matt.
Day.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's amazing.
I just remember it. I remember it. My brother was trying to get, like, Cal City mentions in there. So he'd spend the summer playing the Larry Callis Open, which is we used to fuck around with one of the relatives of one of the guys. He always wanted to be a punter for Notre Dame. So these guys all fucked with him all the time. Larry, he'd be out putting at the softball fields. Right. He had a Volkswagen van painted blue with a golden dome.
Are you serious?
No, I'm dead serious. Oh he was fucking great. He had a dream. He had a fucking dream.
He
wanted to become the punter for
where did he
punt?
Did he ever
punt? Nowhere.
Sounds
no,
like,
you,
like he was Rudy.
Yeah. He never punted.
Yeah, he never got a chance to punt. Oh. I see fucking Larry around all the time. I have cocktails with him.
Really?
Him and his boy. I'll see him out. And
young
about.
Larry,
yeah. Young
is he
Larry.
Still a big Notre Dame guy.
Still, of course.
Does he still well, punt?
You, once you love Notre Dame,
yeah,
you never.
Once a punter, always a punter.
Absolutely.
Car.
Yeah.
But we used to call it the Callus. Hey, it's the 12th annual Callus, and at some point, we all grew up and we all left, and we couldn't play the Callus anymore. Mm. But we played 12 straight years in his honor.
That's funny.
You know what's weird about, really quick about the Taylor Swift stuff, too?
What?
Whenever I scroll through social media, whenever he goes somewhere, they always, Kelsey, whenever he's somewhere, like he was at his brother's game or he was here, they're like, without Taylor Swift. I'm like, he's got a fucking life. He doesn't have to go everywhere with
she.
Her.
As does she.
Yes. Like, oh, he went to a baseball game without her. Taylor Swift. Oh, yeah. Okay. So?
Yeah, but you know that's going to happen now. She's welcome like the biggest thing on the planet, man. You know, and like, they're a hot couple.
I got a couple other events that are happening on the planet. I think that.
No, I said she's like the hottest. Like I'm talking about celebrity. You know,
she's
going
to go to every fucking sporting event.
She's the biggest celebrity in the world.
She never liked sports, and now all of a sudden she's going to go around the country to every fucking sporting event.
Well, what is it? What is the word on her in terms of her personality? Is she friendly? Is she nice? Is she effervescent? Is she?
I don't follow her closely enough. I don't know.
I don't think anyone knows.
You guys, one of you're a Swiftie. You don't know anything about her.
Yeah, but I don't think anyone knows about because she's closed off, right? I mean, like,
I think she's pretty private.
Kind of like how Michael was. Like, I think her private life is sort of like how Michael Jordan's private life was, where they were so famous. No one ever got let in.
This is a newer phenomenon, though, isn't it? Because she was famous years ago.
Oh, like, she's been famous for a while.
Not like this, though.
But now she's out there more
than
ever.
She's Michael Jordan famous.
Now she is. Yeah.
Like, Michael was Jordan, this peak athlete.
Was it this latest tour that did, like, $10 billion? Is this what's vaulted her?
I think so. I think she's the biggest celebrity on the planet right now.
Yes.
Yeah. She is. Yeah, Sylvie's right. Like, she's peak MJ right now. She's peak Beatles right now. Right?
I mean, yeah, I think
but
so.
That's what I'm saying. Beatles. When did it happen?
Especially she's, with the way
she's Beatles.
She's not new. She's been performing for 15 years.
Well, she's always been popular, I think.
I think this tour.
This is the tour that vaulted her.
And then the demand for the tickets creates even more want.
But remember,
when you can't have something, you know, or the demand creates more demand.
Yeah. She also was one of the artists that went after her
Her ownership of her stuff.
Her ownership of her stuff to the point where she said, fine. I'm re-recording everything with me. So and the people that bought it still have the rights to the originals. She re-recorded everything and told all her people, Swifties, buy my shit. Forget about them.
Wasn't it the same company that Tim McGraw was part of? Big Machine Records? I thought that's what it was.
I have no fucking
idea. Well, McGraw brought her along. Right. She opened for McGraw.
Trying to talk intelligently about Taylor Swift is like all the girls who are trying to get, like, now they're learning.
About
Travis Kelce. You know, it's like, I have no fucking idea.
They're going to start talking about PPR soon.
His niece thought 87 that was going to be out with him Travis for his Kelce thing. Was Travis Kelce.
And she didn't know who Travis Kelce was, but not Waddle. And she didn't know Travis Kelce before 6 weeks ago. She never would have heard of Travis Kelce. There's no chance.
Let's see if fucking Travis Kelce can knock down a fifth of fucking scotch in one night.
There's no way Travis Kelce can party. Waddle can party. That's for damn sure.
Come on.
All right, what are we hard for, boys? Brought to you by Blue Chew. And get your a month supply free just by using the promo code UNHINGED at checkout. BlueChew.com.
Do you know what I'm hard for? I was hoping that this wasn't what'd you say?
Beijing.
Well, yes, because I was hoping that this wasn't going to happen this year because I wanted to see 17 games of Justin. But as an undrafted free agent,
you're hopeful.
I have an interest in this game, and I'm hard to see if in fact this kid from Shepherd University, who carries himself with a lot of fucking, you know, bravado and class, can go out there and carve out an NFL career for himself. And this is a great opportunity for him.
Boy, the Raiders stink. So
they do.
Maybe he gets a little confidence playing.
You
this
get
weekend.
Max Crosby in your face. So
that's the problem. They don't have anybody to block Max Crosby.
The line. What the fuck is going to go on with the line?
I don't know.
We got to talk in regular crosstalk with the good kid about what they're doing with Tevin Jenkins.
Yeah. So now what, they're moving him back over to the right side?
Yeah, now they're moving him again.
I don't have any expectations, really, but I'm hard to – I'm interested. Again.
I'm more secure in the fact that he's doing it now. What is this, his third year?
Yeah.
Tevin Jenkins?
Tevin.
I'm more confident in the fact that he can go from left guard to right tackle
now
in his career than he could have done it in his rookie year. So I got more confidence.
He's proven he can play both positions well.
So
I don't like it at all. Hey, we'll talk about it later.
I think it's your only case scenario.
I think it might be. That's the problem.
I don't think it's good for the
for the growth.
I am hard for killers.
For who? Growth of who?
Him. And he's one of your few. One of your few.
I think that's fine. I think you got to. When we had injuries across the line, Ben Coleman had to go play something else. Guys got to go play other positions.
Played a game and a half this year.
Who?
Tevin Jenkins.
That's fine.
He hasn't been able to stay healthy.
It's his third year.
Let him get settled.
Health is different than development.
I would say going from left guard to right guard is less of a problem than going from left guard to right tackle.
I say stop moving fucking guys who are supposed to be a part of your future. I stop moving Cody Whitehair, and not that he's a part of your future anymore.
He's not
anymore,
a part of anybody's
future. But stop moving fucking guys. Stop moving them around. Play him in a position that you want him to play at going forward, and leave him fucking alone.
Hell
because
yeah.
You don't have enough prospects to be good. Stop moving guys who are a part of your future and let them grow. And then plug the holes that need to be plugged.
Should have seen me chucking a ball, scout team quarterback, when guys got hurt and I had to step in. Fucking ate that defense.
Some guys are capable of playing more than one position and others are not. So that's what you got to take into consideration.
I'm hard for killers.
I'm hard for
killers. Killers of the Flower Moon. Excited.
I'm seeing it tonight.
I know you're seeing it tonight.
You're going.
I thought you were going to see it.
It's a long night, Yerk. It's a long night. You got a long night ahead of you.
A little dinner, and then bam.
Dinner at the theater?
No, not at the theater, no. Dinner, then the theater.
Wow, that's a long
dinner
night.
Dinner at the movie theater.
Well, he was talking about going to the theater the other day, and you're able to eat and drink.
Well, you're able to drink.
That's not dinner.
If you're eating, you can eat popcorn.
No, there's food. You could get entrees at dinner at theater.
You don't
what can you get?
You don't want to eat.
Oh, they got burgers, pizza.
You get hot dogs, smothered in underwear?
Yes,
movie theater food is like eating high school cafeteria food.
Okay.
You don't really want to do it.
Well, I haven't been to one in a while. You know what I'm hard for?
High school cafeteria or a movie?
Well, I haven't been to a high school cafeteria since high school. I'm hard for Caleb Williams, and I want to see if he bounces back against Utah.
Utah's got a good defense.
Yeah, I know. So. After the Notre Dame game.
All right, good.
So I want to see. I want to see this. I mean, I think we all should want to see this.
We got all sportsy all of a sudden, didn't we?
Yeah, too sportsy.
Well, I think we usually go something in sports with what we hard for, don't we?
Yeah,
Carm's going to see a movie.
Well, I'm not going.
You gonna pull the popcorn joke out there?
Yeah, I might.
I'm hard for. I'm going to try and suck my dick this week.
There you go. That's okay. Good call.
Good luck with that.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Mission Impossible. That's what the name of the movie's going to be.
Mission Impossible. Like to, brought to you by Wendy's. Put that out there on your Instagram. Yeah.
Hopefully we're all back next week. We'll see. Well, Yurko will be gone.
Sylvie broke his neck.
Sylvie either broke his neck or he's succeeded and he really never leaves the house again.
He's trying to do this on the kitchen table. Fell off the kitchen table, broke his neck.
Next week we'll be without.
He was trying to suck his own dick.
Next week we'll be out. We'll be without the sausage sucking Mark Silverman.
I told you guys I was trying to get to 62 without getting fired. Next thing you know, you guys are talking about sucking your own junk.
Oh my God. I'll leave you guys with this. Did you guys hear about the guy's wife? Who went in a coma. Did you guys hear about this?
He was
really madly in love with his wife, and she was in a coma for months. And it was dire, and he finally said to the doctor, "Doc, we've tried it all. She can't come out of the coma." The doc said, "Well, there's one more thing. It's a little controversial, though, but if you really want me to present the option to you, I will." He said, "Doc, I love her. I'll try anything." He said, "Well, you need to go in, and you need to engage in oral sex with her." And the guy said, "Doc, that can't be." And he said, "No, there's some trials out there that say it works." And he says, "Well, by golly, I'll go in and I'll give it a try, Doc." And guy goes in, he comes out a few minutes later, and the doc said, "How did it go?" And he said, "Doc, she's choking." And on that note,
this is the last Unhinged ever.
We're done.
And on that note, why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy?